Okay, tonight is Tuesday, December 29th, or Yud Gimel Tevet. This is the Gemara Shir, Masechah Sukkah, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bet.
Okay, last time, as we concluded the Sukkah on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, we looked at the Tosfos Shetehei Laki Chatama. But tonight we're going to look at it a little more carefully because there is much discussion in Rishonim about the positions mentioned by Tosfos. So let's just reread the Tosfos Shetehei Laki Chatama for just a moment. The Gemara said, in the middle of the page, smack in the middle, the Gemara said on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Uminayin Shema'akvin Ze'ezeh. How do I know that the Arva Minim Shebalulav are ma'akev one another? Answer, Talmud Lomar, Ulekachta. The Torah writes, Ulekachta M'lechem Priyeh Sadar. Drash, Shetehe L'ki Chatama. It shall be a complete taking. Complete meaning all four Minim. Fine. So let's read the Tosfos and then see what there is to say about it. Mehai Taima, says Tosfos, Nami Paslinan Esra Chaser, based on this drash, Shetehe Laki Chatama, based on the word Olakachtem, we also disqualify an Esrog which is Chaser, an Esrog which had a bite taken out of it. So an Esrog HaChaser is Pasul. Why is an Esrog HaChaser Pasul? Because it's not Laki Chatama. It's not complete. Mishum de Ein Zeh Laki Chatama. Ubiyom Sheni Loi Chayshina. On the second day of Yontif, says Tosfos, we are not concerned about a Esrog that has a bite taken out of. We're not concerned. The Gemara itself tells us that Rabbi Chanina did that every single year. After fulfilling the mitzvah of the first day, he took a bite out of his esrog. So apparently, Laki Chatama is not an issue beyond the first day. Why is the Laki Chatama not an issue beyond the first day? Based on the fact that the word Ulekachtem in the Pasuk precedes the word Bayom HaRishon. So any drash that is derived, any halacha that is derived from a word in the pasuk that precedes the word by Yom HaRishon is limited only to Yom HaRishon. For example, the second word in the phrase is ulakachtem lochem. When must the lulav and esrog be yours, which precludes borrowing? Only by Yom HaRishon. Second day in Yontif and onward, a borrowed lulav and esrog is perfectly acceptable. So too, says Tosfos, when is an esrog hechaser pasul? Only the first day Yontif. Because the word ulekachtem is written before the word by Yom HaRishon. Right? So what would have been your next conclusion? Asks Tosfos. What would have been your next conclusion about arba aminim shebelulav ma'akvin ze'ezeh? What would have been your conclusion? That the only time that you must have all four minim is on the first day of Yontif. But on the second day of Yontif and the fourth day of Yontif, if you have three of the minim, or two of the minim, or one of the minim, that would be sufficient. And arba minim shebelulav ein me'akvin ze'ezeh v'yontif sheni, just as an esrog hechaser is kosher yontif sheni, because it seems illogical to derive from the same word these two halachot, ulekachtem shetehei laki chatama, and one halacha should be applicable all 7 days, and the other halacha should only be limited to what? To day number one. That makes no sense. Nonetheless,
is it kosher that the soul of an esrog kosher is kichatama?
It's black and white in the Gemara. No one argues. Nobody.
Tosfos quoting that Gemara? Or?
No, he just expects you to know it.
And it's not an issue of Hebrew.
That's what you and I would have said, but the Gemara says, as I told you, on Lamed Vav. We'll learn in a couple of weeks. Rabbi Chanina masbil v'achil, and nobody said boo. Rabbi Chanina took a bite out of his esrog. Nobody said boo. So the Gemara understands fully that chaser is limited to day number one. How is that possible? Based on the drasha, tekei l'kichatam. So Tosis is going to ask the same thing. And what is Tosis' answer? No. Af al gav the kaftinan arba minin. Af al gav the kaftinan arba minin. Even though we are going to do exactly what is illogical, namely, the fact that an esrog hechaser is kosher, that's acceptable. Arba Minim must be all four, that's not going to be accepted. That is, we're not going to waive it. You must have all four.
All 7 days.
V'tayma pirashti b'resh pirkin. And I already explained it at the beginning of the parable. What is the explanation? Tosis gave his explanation. Namely, that from the second day of Sukkot and onward, it's only midrabanan in any event. Why is it only midrabanan? Because midoraisa, you only need a lulav the first day. So now, what did the Rabbanan establish and demand for our Zecha L'Mikdash? What did they establish? All four. They did not establish that you have to have a complete one. They didn't. That halacha they decided to waive. But once you're dealing with a din de Rabbanan claims Tosfos, you can be inconsistent. The rabbi said A, and they didn't say B. That's all. The rabbi said this halacha of l'kichatama we will waive, and we will not waive that l'kichatama. End of discussion. End of discussion. That's what Tosfos says. However, there are some Rishonim who say the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah writes, citing the Re of Orleans, the Re of Olinish, he says, Demi She'en Lo Esrog O Shar Minim, the rest of the days, Yitol Sha'ar Haminim V'yivarchu Al Ashar V'yantav Shein. The Re Meor lines quoted by the Or Zeruah says, no, this is illogical. We believe in consistency. That if you waive the drash of l'kichatama for an esrog day number two, you will also waive the drash of l'kichatama demanding that you take all four. And therefore he ruled that if you are missing any of the four meaning from day two and on, you take with what is remaining and you make a bracha, end of discussion. Kacha Omer Har Rabbeinu, the Rio Linish. And he quotes that his Rebbe, the Aviezri, the Ravyar, disagrees. He says, no, he agrees with Tosfos. But there is a machlokes about it. Tosfos takes it as a davar pashut, and that you can discriminate, and he says, absolutely not. That's my next issue. This whole debate is limited if you assume Tosfos' response will be that the rabbi, the rabbanan can make up whatever they want. But let's assume you're dealing with the din d'oraisa for the next 7 days. Namely, in Mikdash, lulav is all 7 days. So now, how will you handle everything in the Mikdash? So the answer to that question is, that already depends on something we said, whether usmachtem, and which is the drash of 7, is a carbon copy of ulav hachtem, or it's something else. That's what it depends on. So.
Is anyone trying to make a difference between,
no one would then suggest,
no one will then suggest that you can have less than three, less than four. You can only, because the mitzvah is, you have to take all four. That's the mitzvah of usmachta, to take all four. As to whether or not you learn out all the psulim of day number one. That's the debate, whether or not usmachtem is a new mitzvah or usmachtem is a carbon copy of ulakachta.
Yeah, would someone suggest that even in the mikdash you could make a distinction between chaser and machtem and avram minim?
100%.
If you say not a carbon copy,
yes.
Then you can make the same distinction.
Correct. Even that's correct. But no one in mikdash can say that avram minim are not ma'atim. Because that is the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. 7 days to take Avraham Avinu. So you can't say they're not ma'at.
Well, you could still say that Ezra Chasser
is kosher. 100%, no doubt. If you believe that it's a separate mitzvah,
because the requirement of four doesn't come with Lakicha Tama.
Correct. That's correct. Because the requirement of Lakicha Tama doesn't come because the requirement of four doesn't come because of Lakicha Tama. Yeah. Why does the four come? Because it says Usnachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu. It's a separate chiyuv. Correct. Correct. The Yerushalmi. The Simchas Halula of Hakas of Medaber.
So when the Rabbanim were talking Zeisel Mikdash, we said that
that's precisely what the Bali HaTaisa say. That's why all Psulei Hadara are required all 7 days. The only exception that Taisa has to cave in on is Chaser. Why does he have to cave in on Chaser? Because the Gemara said so. So there are two things which Taisus is willing to acknowledge. Lachem, this is the Gemara says, so about Chav Tes on the base, and the Gemara says that Chaser is Kasher on the Lamed Vav on the base. Everything else, Taisus says, and all Chachmei Sfarad, if you remember, say, that, no, all Psulei Hadara, Kasher Yad of Sheni. Because what did the Rabbanan say? Just take a lousy Esra. Just take a lousy Lulav. That's all. They don't need anything else. It doesn't have to be a nice one, nothing. Now, listen to this case which happened with the Taz. Let me just read two more lines in the Gemara. In the Taisus, rather. Uba hakomets rabba, sixth line of the Taisus. Matzik, the Gemara concludes. Dahate ma'afiya hadadi. That which the arba minim shivalulov ama'akev one another. Lo shanu, elo she'ein lo. Avol yesh lo, ein ma'akev. The only time that they are ma'akev one another is if you don't have them. You don't have them. But if you have them, they're not ma'akev. So as long as you have four minim sitting in your house, that's perfectly okay. You can take three of them. But if you don't have four minim sitting in your house, you can't be mekayim anything. It's a very strange halacha. That having it in your house is now going to be enough of what? Of a kiyum mitzvah. Very, very strange. Upiresh ba'alachas gedolos, and the ba'alachas gedolos says, no. Ein ma'akvin, what does that mean? Delo tema adamikbalohu ba'hadi adadi. It means that you don't have to pick them up at one time. Aval imagvit kolchad v'chad l'chudei, shaper dami. If you pick them up separately, as we've mentioned several times, according to the Bahad, you can be yotzei. But don't really tell me that it's possible to be yotzei without actually picking up all four. That's ludicrous. Just because you have it in your house, that makes no sense whatsoever. So we're going to see a machloikis, whether that makes no sense whatsoever. I'm going to show you. I distributed the sheet. We have the Rav, the Rush, the Ramban, everything. Very nice. First, here is the case which the Taz said happened. Yeah?
When it says Kometz Rabba.
That's, yeah.
Maybe it means that Ein Ma'at, then, if he has them, but they're chaser. They're nikam, the esra is taken out of. In other words, you have all four minim. If you don't...
That's what the word yeshlo means, or ainlo?
Yeah. If he has all four minim, but they're chaser, there's something wrong with one of them.
Okay. It's not any worse. It's not any worse than.
It's
a Gemara Menachos. It's a third paragraph of Menachos.
It makes sense in terms of the rest the beginning.
Okay. It's not implausible. Nobody says it, but it's not implausible. I grant you that. It's not any worse than Tosfos' interpretation of Gemara, that they're not ma'akiv at all. That you can pick up 3 out of 4. But here is the case that happened to the Taz. Somebody picked up his lulav thinking that the Hadassim and the Arugos were in it. And he made a bracha shekishuni b'tzoyset simuni altimas lulav, and he shuffled them away and away. After davening was over, he realized, oh, Rabbi Yishon, there were no Araminim, there were no Arugos, the Arugos were missing. Arugos were missing. So, we just learned a machloikis.
First day
Yontif. So, what should he do according to the Bahag? Just pick it up, right? What should he do according to the Rabbeinu Tam, who doesn't agree with the Bahag? What should he do according to the Rabbeinu Tam? Pick up all four. Because he wasn't Yotzer the Brach, he was not Yotzer the Mitzvah. Didn't do anything. Rabbeinu Tam says you got to pick all four of them up. The only thing that you don't have to do is tie them together, but you have to hold them all together. There's no doubt about it. So when you discovered that you didn't take the Arvaminim, that you only had 3 and not you were missing the Arubas, you made a bracha levatala. You weren't the kind of mitzvah, so you have to put the Arubas in and make a bracha on the Tinas Luv. No doubt about it. The question which the Taz had was, let's assume the Bahag is correct. Which most Rishonim Paskin like the Bahag. The Rambam Paskin is like, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Bahag. Which bracha should you make when you pick up just the Arava?
Nothing.
What are the 2 possibilities? What? Okay. Okay. So now let me ask you this question. According to the Bahag, if I picked up the lulav at 8 in the morning, then I went and was playing basketball for 3 hours. Now I pick up the esrog. You don't have to make another bracha? Of course it has a chadas. That was the case. If you pick them up one after the other, even though you didn't pick up the same, there's no question. Question was, where you undoubtedly have to make a bracha. What's the question that the Taz is going to be asking us? What are the possibilities of the bracha that you should make? Or? Good. That's what the Taz ruled you should say. Say al metilas arava. That's what you should say. And the Rav felt, had this question been coming to me, I would have said, no, it's a machloikis. Another machloikis, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Depends on another machloikis. Let me tell you that other machloikis, which he felt this one revolves on. This is a very famous machloikis. Very famous machloikis, and it has 5,000 applications. Minimal. So if you want to write a shekel for your kid for a bar mitzvah, and you don't want to use the Shagas Aryeh in Hukos Tefillin, this would be a good one. Yeah. Whenever you make a bracha on a mitzvah, you can look at the bracha as relating to the maitzah ha-mitzvah, or the bracha can relate to the kiyum ha-mitzvah. I will I will give you the classic case to illustrate it. It's a Tosfos and Chulin. A guy is going on a hike with camp, and he's got his peanut butter and jelly sandwich in his bag. You have to wash. And nobody has a cup. And they come to a river, so what does he do? He dips his hands in the river. So there's a machloikis between the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the text of the bracha? The Bahag says you say al tevilas yadayim, and the Bahag and the Rabbeinu and the Rab and the Rab No, excuse me. The Rabbeinu, yes, the Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says you say Al Tevilas Yadayim. The Bahad says Al Tevilas Yadayim. Why? The Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the bracha relates to the tzura of the ma'aseh. Here, I did not wash your hands with a cup. The word netilah itself does not really mean to wash. Netilah means to take something. You take a cup and pour the water with your cup. That's why it's called netilat yadayim. Because the assumption is with a kos. But here you didn't use a kos. You dipped your hands in, therefore the text of the bracha changes. Al tevilas yadayim. And the Bahag says no. There is no mitzvah that Shlomo HaMelech ever was mistaken. You should be tevilas yadayim. The mitzvah is netilat yadayim. So despite the fact that I actually dipped my hands in the water, I am the Kayim with mitzvah, netilas yadayim. Therefore, you say al netilas yadayim, despite the fact that you dip. I'll give you the most famous example. This is not a, that case is not as famous. The most famous example is the machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam about the mitzvah tekiyah shayim, the bracha tekiyah shayim. Mm-hmm. Spoken about this many times. Many times. The Rabbeinu Tam is of the position that you say Al Tekiyas Shofar. Al Tekiyas Shofar. And the Rambam is of the opinion, as we say, Lishmoya Kol Shofar. So many, many Achroinim believe that the point of departure, the kernel of the Machlokes is what is the definition of the mitzvah of shofar? According to the Rambam, the definition is to hear, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, the definition of the mitzvah is to blow. Rav Chaim proved beyond dispute that that explanation is incorrect. Nobody can claim that the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. And whatever, Rav Chaim said the explanation lies elsewhere. Why does the Rabbeinu Tam say you say Al Tekiyah Shofar? Because that's the Maisa HaMitzvah. The key of HaMitzvah is to hear. That's agreed upon even by the Rabbeinu Tam. But that's not the way you perform the mitzvah. The Ma'asa HaMitzvah is to blow. You blow the darn thing. Therefore you say Al Tekiyah Shofar. The Rambam says the Kiyum HaMitzvah is to hear, and therefore the text is Lishmaya Koshak. Said the Rav, that Tai would answer the Taz's question. If the Bracha relates to a Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, so in this case, I would agree with the Taz that what should you say? Al Netilas HaRava. That's what you're picking up in HaRava. But if the Rambam is correct, that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is for which you make the bracha, we call all of the minim, what do we call them? What do we call them? Mitzvah Lulav. That's why you make all the Tiras Lulav every time you make a bracha, despite the fact that you're also picking up an Esra, Gadassim, and Arabis. But the generic term is called the Tiras Lulav. Exactly. The Rambam's halachas is that Hilchos Hadassim. It's not Hilchos Esrog, it's Hilchos Lulav. Because that means everything. Therefore, he claims the Rabbeinu Tam, that what? So under those circumstances, I would now make, even though I'm only picking up what? The Arava, I would say Al-Tilas Lulav. So whether or not you're faced with a case presented by the Rabbeinu, presented by the Taz, namely, somebody went ahead and picked up his lulav. And he only picked up his lulav. And he realized after davening that there were no aravos in it. So the Taz said, pick up the aravos, because that's the way the Bahad Paskin. But the Taz already went ahead and said, no. I say the text should be Al Netilas Arava. So the Rav said that's only good according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But according to the Rambam and everybody else, the text should have been al netilas lulav, even though you're only picking up the arava. That's point number one.
What about the opinion in the Menachos? What did he say?
In which case?
The case where it says, you know, it's not often as long as you have it. So the guy didn't have to do anything. As long as it was in his pocket, there is not a floor over there.
That's an excellent question. The same machloikis would exist. If let's assume you had to pick up one of them.
Right.
So according to the Rambam, you would say, al netilas lulav, even if you only picked up the esrog. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Taz just ruled, whatever you picked up, that's what you make the bracha on. Because you don't have to pick up all four.
But he would make this person do anything afterwards.
In which case? No, you got to pick up some of them.
No, but my point is, if you didn't realize it, so this opinion...
Correct. Right. The Taz's psak is against the Hakai Mitzrabah.
Right.
100%.
Rabbi,
you don't do anything.
Right.
Correct.
As long as
precisely. But that nobody passes like. So the Taz's decision entered only the fray, what should he do, knowing that the Bahad is right. That you have to pick him up, but you don't have to pick him up at the same time.
That would be very easy. You don't have to go in and out. The knees don't fall off.
Good. Yeah. It's great. Yes. Now comes along the debate about what does this Hakaymetz Rabba mean? How far are we willing to interpret this thing that you have them in your house? How far are we? Please take, everybody should have a copy of this, the sheet that I distributed.
See the Rambam,
Machloikus between Or Sameach and the Beis Yosef about how to interpret the Rambam.
The Lahad here is explaining the Gemara.
That's his interpretation of it.
In other words, when the Gemara Nachal says that if you have it, Ein Ma'akvin, the Bahad says the way to interpret that
is that you just have to pick them up at the same time.
You don't have to go all at the same time.
Correct, but you got to pick them up.
You have to pick up each and every one.
Not everybody agrees with that.
Okay, that's
some say, read it, shoot the Kimashma, as we will soon see. Okay? Okay. So, point number one of this rush that I have in you, look at the second one first, and then I'll come back to the first bracket statement. The left-hand column towards the bottom. The Amar Achanan Baraga, Lo Shano Ela She'ein Lo, Avol Yesh Lo, Ein Ma'akven. The Afal Gav Dinot Al Kol Chad V'Chad L'Chudei, Nafik Yidei Chobasem. As long as you pick them up, but you could pick them what? You can pick them up what? Separately. The Kaimalon Lulav Ein Sarachagad V'chein Piresh Baal Halachas Kedolos. Chein Piresh Baal Halachas Kedolos. V'loy Nehiru Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, as Gitzelf Menish, I don't like that interpretation. B'kevan the Kulon Mitzvah Achas Lo Mistaber Shiyoilu baze achaze. It makes no sense to me, claims the Rabbeinu Tam, that that you can pick them up separately since it's all one mitzvah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's objection. How could you perform them separately if they're what? If they're one mitzvah. To that argument, several people disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam based on several other cases. There is what is called on the yontif of Shavuos, you have to bring shnei kivsei atzeres, two kvasim, two shepsela, two sheep, for the yontif of Shavuos. The Gemara tells us that kivsei atzeres me'akvin ze'ezeh. And nonetheless, the kain doesn't shech both of them at the same time? Does not shech them at the same time? He shechs keves number one, and then he shechs keves number two. Despite the fact that Ba'atvin says, what should be so terrible if the Aruch Laner on the Rabbeinu Tam? How could you possibly, it's impossible to claim that you should pick them up one after the other if they're all one mitzvah. That's one argument. Argument number two is from Hazoas Hadam of Korban Chatas. It's called Chatas Panimios. A Korban Chatas, which the blood is sprinkled on the inside Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazar. How many times do you have to sprinkle? How many corners? All four corners. Arba'a hazaos me'akvin zuazu. If you only sprinkle on three corners, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. And yet, the kain doesn't sprinkle on all four corners at the same time. Therefore, asks the Aruch, no, that's what he could have done it. Could have four different kahana. Each one dips in their hands into the blood, and each one says, one, two, three, sprinkle. That's all. Could have done it. In the worst case, it could have done it. You could have two kahanim shech the same kesef aseres at the exact same time. Two, three, one, slides. Then bring them on the mizbeach. Could have done it.
Imagine the chumras going on with that.
Says the Aruch Laner, the mere fact that something is one mitzvah in itself is not a compelling argument to me, says the Aruch Laner, that I should have claimed that they had to be done at one time. That, if that's the only argument that the Rabbeinu Tam, I don't necessarily accept it. Yes. But that can be that all of them have to be taken, as opposed to not picking up any of them. That I just buy them and I don't have. You have to have all four. Why did it say that you can't pick them up one after the other just because it's one mitzvah? That's his difficulty. Now the Rush, I'm going to skip a couple lines at the end. He asked some questions on this. Look at the last three lines. Ella Osalashminan, the Kevan Shemunachim Kol Arba'atam Lufanav. As long as all four of the Arba Minim are what? Lying in front of you, you make the bracha. V'notlon ze'achazeh. And then what do? You now take them one after the other. U'mistaber shemagbiyah halula p'chila shemazkirin osa b'bracha. Logic says the Rush that, you know what? You pick up the lula first because you say al netilas lula. Then you can do whatever you want after that. That's what he said. However, not everybody agreed with the Rush either. Please turn the page. I bracketed something for you. It's not necessary to read the whole thing, but in the middle it says there's a dot next to Ubishem Harambanzal Mikilin. What one requirement does the Rush make?
Not real.
What one requirement does the Rush insist on? That all four be in front of your house, in your house at that time. Then you make the bracha, you pick them up one at a time. Ubishem Harambanzal Mikilin Ode. In the name of the Ramban, we are even more lenient. The Omrin, Af al pi shiloh haya berushiso biyachad. Even though if at the time when you started taking them, you didn't even have what? All four meaning. You only have two. Kol shinotlam kulam. As long as eventually, during the day of Yom Tov, what did you do? You took all four. Yatsa. V'chi amrinan de'ein lo ma'akfin, that which we say ein lo is ma'akfin, hainu, it means, lomar shekol shalom natal es kulan afilu be'echad mehen layatza. That if you only eventually picked up three in the course of the day, you're not going to say anything. But it's not that you have to have all four sitting at you at that very same time. You need not. As long as you have one, you can pick it up. You'll get the second one, you'll pick it up. Get the third one, you'll pick it up. The Afal Pi Kein, nonetheless, says the Ramban, Ein ro'ui levarech al halulav, elo im kein yodeya hu bebirur, shiyavo lidei kula. Even though I don't demand that you have all four in your house, I would not recommend that you make a bracha unless you know for a fact that eventually you will be getting all four. Why? Why? She'afal pi she'ein mevarchan el al olulav, even though we only make the bracha theoretical al olulav, afilo hachi. Kevan da amrina she'im lo yavo kulam liyado lo yatsa, shema lo yavo liyado behevei bracha levachol. What happens if you wind up not getting your hadassim? Or not getting your levels? Then retroactively, what happens to the bracha levulav? Bracha levatol. So the Ramban says two things. Number one, I disagree with the Rush, who told us that you have to have munachim lefanech. You must be munachim lefanech. They have to be right in front of you. If they're not right in front of you, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. They must be in front of you, and the leniency is that you don't have to pick them up together. Just pick them up one after the other. The Ramban goes even further. That when we say that the Bahad, who originated the idea, that they are not ma'akev one another, it means they don't even have to be in your locale. Just eventually pick up four pieces for me. I recommend that from a bracha purpose, do not make the bracha unless you know for a fact you're going to be able to get it. Otherwise, it will turn into a bracha levatal. Yeah.
According to Ramban, does it mean that even if you don't own it at that point?
That's correct. 100%.
You can say that the Rush and the Ramban agree. They're talking about two different cases.
No.
Yes. The Rush is talking about a case. If you want to make the bracha, you got to have them all four. But the Ramban will come and ask him, listen, I might get it in the future. Do you think I can still hand the mitzvah? He might agree. He might agree. Just, he would agree with the Ramban. Don't make a bracha. And the question is, do you make a bracha if you get the fourth one? They might agree. They're talking about different cases. Well, what does the Rush say that if you pick up four without them in front of you? If you want to make a bracha,
because he says that they should be al kulon the other.
Because he's talking about you making a bracha here, and he's talking in reference to the bracha.
No, but he's not saying that that's a criteria to make the bracha. He didn't say that I'm worried about a bracha levatala. That's the Ramban's words.
Yeah, but I think it's...
You could... I'm not saying... It could speculate.
If you come with that case, would you say, would you like...
That's possible. Maybe. Yes?
Is there any discussion about, like, a hefsek, how much time you have for either opinion?
No. Nobody... You have all day. The only question that hefsek would generate is, would you need another bracha? That's all. But in terms of day, the mitzvah applies from Alois HaShachar until Seisach HaChavos. That's when the mitzvah applies. Is that a long time? Now take a look at the next page, which is the Rambam's version of this. And I'm telling you in advance that there are two possible interpretations of this Rambam. The Rambam writes, this is Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav of Halacha Vav, V'im lo avdan, if he did not tie the three minim to the lulav, the two minim to the lulav, v'natlan echad echad yatsa, echad echad, and you took them one at a time, yatsa, you have to discharge your obligation. V'hu shiyihiyu arba'atan mitsuyin etzlo. V'hu shiyihiyu arba'atan mitsuyin etzlo.
Manchia, what are you going to say about that?
Sounds like the Rush
has
one explanation.
That's correct. The Rambam seems to say, if you want to pick them up separately, that's fine. As long as what? Mitsuyin etzlo. They got to be right there by him. That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam. Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph, in the Beis Yosef's commentary on the Torah, that's how the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam. That if you don't have all four right by you, you're not going to the mitzvah. Even if you pick them up step one after the other, if the fourth was not here, you had to go get it, it's not in front of you, you're not going to the mitzvah. When I allow you to pick them up, it's only the hu shiyu arba'atan mitzuyin etzlo. Kacha lomeid habet yosef. However, or Sameach.
Fits in well with the rest of the Rambam.
I know. I agree. However, the or Sameach identified the Rambam with the Rambam. That what is the Rambam's reason why he wanted the all four meaning to be here? Only because of the bracha problem. And if they're not going to be in front of you, then you run the risk that you may not ever get the last of the four requirements. Then the bracha you will have made would be a bracha of
Hatzot. Then the Rambam should have said in the next line,
agreed!
Lo yivareach.
Agreed! Agreed! That's why the Beis Yosef's reading of this Rambam is that the Rambam clearly disagrees with the Rambam. That the Rambam said it's not necessary to have all four of them to be Yosef the Mitzvah. Why do I think you should have or no definitively? Because it's a bracha levatal issue. No. The Rambam is saying that unless they're in front of you, lo yasa. The Rambam is capable of saying that you are Yosef, but I'm worried about a bracha levatal. That's why the Beis Yosef disagreed with actually Dar Sameach. He didn't disagree with Dar Sameach. It was several hundred years before. But it's a little strange that the Dar Sameach chose to define how the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that his issue is only a bracha issue. Yes.
I think it's stronger because the Rambam could have said that that if you took it, you wouldn't be yotzei. It's like he's giving advice. Lo yikol, don't take it because you have an issue with the bracha. He's not saying that if you took it, it's not
yotzei
at all.
In lo yikol, he says, if it's not lon echa echad yotza, v'hu shi'a arva mitzvim, he's qualifying what he just said. When are you yotzei? When you pick them up one at a time? The who yashmiyedu when? Only when they're mitzuyin etzlo. That's what the simple reading of the Rambam is. I think the Beis Yosef is right in this interpretation.
And clearly, the Rambam and the Ramban are mutually exclusive here. I mean,
that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. They disagree. According to the Or Sameach, they fully agree with each other.
I'm just going back to my speculation. The rush, you can't. I know it's difficult, but you can speculate.
Okay. But correct. That's correct. That's why I went over to you and said, Moshe, how do you read the Rambam? Mm-hmm. To acknowledge that you can't catch that. What you wanted to say in the rush, you can't catch that in the Rambam.
But if the Rambam stated that if you did take it, if you didn't have them, and you took it,
he didn't have. He didn't say anything.
Well, you have to take it.
Don't take it.
But if you did, maybe he's acknowledging that the Rambam said you're Yosef.
Okay, you're a Ramea Simcha fan. Okay, what can I tell you? I can't tell you you're completely wrong because Ramea Simcha says you're right. That's all I can tell you. Let me ask you this. Let's assume the Bahag is correct, and you can take each min separately. Can you take all three hadassim separately? Right? I'm going to pick up one hadass, then a second hadass, then a third hadass. Or does each min have to be taken together? So I have not seen a Rishon that addresses that issue, but the Chazon Ish, in his commentary in Orach Chaim, says, if the Bahag is correct, which everybody is based on, that you don't have to pick them up at the same time. I don't see any fundamental difference between picking up the hadas and the hadasim, the hadasim, the arabic loom separately, versus picking up each one of the three branches of the hadasim to be picked up separately as well.
Huh? Kazani says it's a double klatchet in his mind. If the Bahagia is
three in a row? Can you mix them?
That's an interesting. I don't know.
Don't know. Pick up a Hadas, a Rava, Lulav, then another Hadas. Who knows? Maybe yes. Maybe yes. I don't know. Tell me, based on something we've said 20 times, why you would disagree with the, why you would disagree with him. Yeah, no.
Flower on the stem.
Right. I was thinking that, but it's wrong. Because you're not picking up the lulav, according to Rav. You can't say that it's the flowers in the fern if you're not picking up the lulav. So that's not, no, it's not.
But I said it was thinking wrong.
No problem. That's that. Please now go back to the first page for just a moment. And I have to at least share with you Shita Saravid about the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph, which we read last week. If you remember correctly, we read a Mishnah last week which quoted the debate between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon said that you need three adasim, but afil shloshtan ketumim. Rabbi Shmuel said two can be katum, but one has to be whole. We've mentioned that the Mishnah two block earlier on Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis says quite simply, Hadas Shenikam Rosha is possible. We call that an anonymous Mishnah, is called a Sam Mishnah. So the way we all Rishonim, except for the writer, the way all Rishonim explain this, it's a machloikas between the Stam Mishnah, whose author is Rabbi Meir, and the next Mishnah, which is a machloikas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Shmuel. Good? No. That's the way everybody learns it. The Ravid does not believe that the construction of the Mishnah makes any sense whatsoever. Because what do I do? First I quote a Mishnah about Hadassim. Then I go to the next Mishnah, on Lamed Gimel on the base. That's on Lamed Beis on the base. Then I go to the next, now in the Mishnah you don't have Lamed Beis on the next, but it's followed. What's the Mishnah after the Stam Mishnah that Hadass Hagah, Hadass Nikam Moshe is possible? Arub. Start talking about Arubs. Then after I talk about Arub, you go back to Hadassim. Oh, I forgot to tell you something about Hadassim. Oh, not everybody agrees that Nikam Rosh is Kosh. That's a crazy way of organizing a Mishnah. If you believe that Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel are arguing on the Stam Mishnah, that's perfectly okay. So quote them together. Don't quote the Stam Mishnah, then talk about a Rabbi, and then you wake up on the wrong side and, oh, I forgot to tell you, Rabbi Tarfon is out. Therefore the Ravid says, we'll read it inside, that Shloshtan Ketumim has nothing to do with Niktam Rosha. Because the Mishnah doesn't say Shloshtan Ketumim Rosha. It doesn't use that expression, Niktam Rosha. It says Ketumim. How does the Ravid learn Ketumim? The following way. Imagine you're standing in front of a Hadas. You're standing in front of a Hadas, and you look at each leaf, each cluster of leaves, Mishulash, three coming out. This crazy-looking Hadas has a branch coming out of the leaf. That's Mishulash. Just imagine a branch extending from it, creating the appearance that what? That the three are not really connected. They are connected. But there's a branch that's coming out of that cluster of three, looking like it's creating a division. So what did you do in order to remove any doubt that the three are all together? What did you do? You cut off
that branch. Says Rabbi Tarfon, it looks terrible. What does it look like you did to this branch? You cut off part of it. Says Rabbi Tarfon, no, I feel shlushed at Tumen, it's okay. All three of the Hadassim, if they have this feature with this cluster of branches with the twigs coming out of the side, and you cut them off, perfectly okay.
Take off the leaves and cut the branch?
No, you don't. You took off the branch. So it looks like, when you look now at the cluster of three leaves, it looks like something was snipped off. Because when you cut it, it'll be snipped off. You'll be able to tell the stem, what's left just the stem, it looks like it's cut off. So Zabi tells him, that doesn't bother me. When you slush them too, it's okay. But it has nothing to do with what? Nikta Moshe. Because there's only one Mishnah that addresses Nikta Moshe. That's on the Aflamid Beis on the Beis. And there ain't nobody on this planet that has disagreed with the halacha of Niktam Rosh. Let's read the Ravid inside. It's the Rosh quoted on the top of the page. The Haravid Zal Ubal Hamor. It's not only the Ravid, but it's also the Bal Hamor. Where are they? What's that? Where are they both from? Right. Provence. The Chachmei Provence. In southern France. That what is this? Cool, they made a difference. Bain Niktam Rosho Likotum Dehaka. They said that there is a difference between Niktam Rosho and Kotum Dehaka. So what is a Kotum Dehaka? So it's a shame. I'm sorry, the bottom of the curve in the sunnel was cut off on the photo stack. He says that what do we have in mind? What I just described to you. That the branch is protruding out from the three leaves, and how does the rush react to it? Upirusham vachok min hadas. And their explanation is very far from anything that appears to me as logical. Upirusham vachok min hadas. And ein hachanami, overwhelming majority of Rishonim, is not accepted. So you should know, if you want to live in this world, you have to know, the Ravid and the Bal Hamor disagreed with everybody and claim that there is nobody in this world who is machshir a Hadas Shenikam Raisha.
Hadas Shenikam Raisha. Okay? Long game right there. We'll start the Mishnah for a couple of minutes. And we'll set up what's happening next week. The Mishnah will now quote the standards of Esrog. So the first 5-6 words of Esrog we've heard already and are nothing unusual. But then there are unique psulim to that of an Esrog, in which each one is a major sugya on the Lamed Hei, Amud Aleph, Lamed Hei, Amud Beis, and we will digest them, hopefully, appropriately. Esrog HaGozel, the Hayavesh Pasul. Shel Ashera, the Shel Irani Dachas, and Ashera is an Esrog that a tree was worshipped by the Zara. Irani Dachas, a city with a majority of the inhabitants of the city, worshipped by the Zara's Pasul. Very nice. Good. Nothing new. We had that 3 times already. Now the Mishnah discusses several psulim, which are unique to an Esrog because it's a fruit, which the others don't have, and the halachas don't apply to something else. Shel Orla Pasul. If I plant an Esrog tree, the first 3 years, the produce is Orla. You're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of orla, of lulav with it. Esrog. Shel truma tmeya is pasul. I had my esrogim. I harvested them, and I set aside an esrog for truma, which I'm going to give to a kohen. Very nice. Then it became tameh. What is the halacha of truma tameh? The halacha is it has to be burnt by the kohen, and he has to derive benefit from the burning. Lahasiko tachas tachshilo. So before he burns it, I want to use it for the mitzvah arba minim. Can't be done, because it's asar ba'achila. If it's asar ba'achila, we'll see what the deficiency is. Why, if it's asar ba'achila, that's going to be a machloikus in the Gemara. What exactly is the address? Shel truma tahora. Lo yitol ve'inata kasha. If I separated an esrog for truma, and I did not get it from me, it's truma tahora. Lichatchila, says the Mishnah, I should not use it.
I, the Yisrael,
should not use it. B'dieved, if we did, we are mekayim the mitzvah. Despite the fact that what? I can't eat it. Oh, that's going to be the Gemara's discussion. That if you disqualify Arlo or Truma Tameya because of the lack of what? Heter Achila, well, an Esrog which is Truma Tahora is also Asar Bachila to me. It's a penalty of Misa B'dei Shamani. So we're going to discuss it. That's going to be one of the major issues. Why is it L'chatchila no good? And why B'dieved is it acceptable? Shel Demai. If I have an Esrog of Demai, this is going to be a titanic sugya. And it's quoted in four places in Shatz, the exact same sugya. And we're going to discuss them. Demai is I purchased esrog from an Am Haaretz dealer. An Am Haaretz esrog dealer. So the halach is majority of Am Haaretz are ma'asrim. They give all of the halachas. They know the halachas of ma'asrim. But this year you have to give Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. The next year it's Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani. They know. A majority of Aniyim do not know the halachas of Masros. So the rabbis said, if you purchase an esrog from, or any fruit, from an Am Haaretz farmer, you are not allowed to eat it until you are Ma'aser Shumas and Ma'asros. You're not allowed to eat it. So here, if you now wanted to take, I bought this esrog from an Amoritz dealer, and now I have not yet been mafresh maser. Can I use it for the mitzvah arba minim? Beishamai poislin ubeishilo machshirin. Beishamai says it's pasul, beishilo says it's mutter. Can you now not eat it? You now have hanah from it. We'll soon see what the debate is, and that sugi is quoted four times in Shas in four different issues. Shel Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim lo yitol v'imnat al kasha. Ma'aser Sheni is on the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. You have to take 10% of your grain and fruits and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. So, if you are in Rehovot, where all those orange groves are, you of course cannot be mekayim the mitzvah with what? With an esrog in Rehovot. Because you're not allowed to eat it. But in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat an esrog shel Ma'aser Sheni. So the Mishnah says, lechatchila, you should not take it. V'di'evit, if you did take it, you are yotzei the mitzvah, and we have to understand why the chatchila you should not take it, and why b'di'evit if you took it you should take it. So those are the issues that we will continue to discuss. Let me just close with one famous Ramban about why there is Ma'aser Sheni in the first place. So Ramban asks a very simple question. I can understand every single type, every other matnos kahuna. Why? Because you're helping a person in Am Yisrael who has no source of income. Right? Take the Levines. They're Levine. You're not getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael.
You have 42 little stinking cities. That's it.
But you're not going to have much.
No big chelem.
But Hashem chelticha. Kodesh Baruch Hu's your chelem. So we have to support you. I understand that. You have to give Matzah Rishon.
Excellent.
I can understand why you have to give Matzah Ani. I can understand why you have to give Tshuva to a Kohen. And Bechor. And everything else. Mr. Gottesman's not getting any Nachal in Eretz Yisrael either.
Because he's a Kohen.
What's the purpose of Matzah Shem? You take 10% of your produce and you schlep it to Yerushalayim. And eat it there. You don't give it away to anybody. You eat it for yourself. What's the purpose of Matzah Shem?
Says the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, beautiful words. He said, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh has learning possibilities that no other city in the world has. We want you to take advantage of those learning possibilities when you come Shalosh Pa'amin Bashana for the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Like this, since you know that you have 10% of your produce which you don't want to throw in the garbage can, you can only eat in Yerushalayim, so what is that going to force you to do? Spend part of your time in Yerushalayim, above and beyond the 1 minute that it takes you to go to the Beis HaMikdash and offer your korbanot associated with the vendor. That's why there's a mitzvah of Matzah Shem. So that it will force a person to walk the streets of Yerushalayim in HaKadosh, and you'll hear the sounds walking down and Rav Kof sprouts. You'll take a little left and you'll walk into Brisk and you'll hear the words of the Torah, or you'll come down Rav Kof, you'll call down King George and you'll see there's a kollel there in the Assurance Synagogue. You'll step in, you'll come in and learn. That's why Mitzvah Matzah Shem. Continue the next of us.